Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. Bob, how's the market look this week?
Casey, the markets continue to stay good. We continue to just inch higher in the feeder market. And there's no problems with our feeder market or stocker market or killing cow market, and the fat markets continue to stay pretty progressive. I mean, the livestock market's good. Period. It's just good.
How the runs look this week? Are we down just a little bit like you'd expected?
Yes, our runs are down just in general, but they're down compared to a year ago. Some of them down 10 to 25%. Some of them are down 50% of a year ago. And you know, I don't know if you contribute that to the weather or, you know, and everybody's got rain and they're going ahead and holding cattle. But in general, we're still down, I'm going to say, probably 25% of our normal runs.
About how long does that last until we get back into the busy season?
Well, typically, we'll get back in the busy season, you know, September, October, when we start selling our spring calves. But normally, we're selling our fall-born calves in, July, August. And I think we've already moved all those. I think we moved a lot of those in May and June because the market was so good. And at that time, we hadn't started getting the ample rain. We were getting rain and growing grass, but we wasn't filling up ponds. So with that all consideration, I still think we pulled a lot of cattle forward. And now the spring calves, which we know will be less than we had a year ago because of the amount of cows we sold. But normally our busy season picks back up September, October.
And do you think, like kind of like you mentioned, it's going to be a little bit different this year because people are going to be trying to hold on to more and rebuild the herd a little bit?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of heifer retention. I mean, maybe 10% of our producers are holding. But I mean, I talked to people yesterday, you know, a lot of them said, look, he said, we've got grass. But he said, in the last 10 days, this grass is, you know, burnt. It's got, you know, this 105 to 110 degree weather and 20 mile an hour winds is sucking the moisture out of the ground. And this grass is starting to lose potential right now.
What do you think we're going to see in the next few weeks as we get closer to fall?
Well, I think the calf market and the feeder market will stay good. I think your markets are going to stay, you know, pretty much steady to inch higher. How much higher? I know we put in a new high in the feeder index. I think historical high in the feeder index, consider, you know, 50 cents to a dollar over what our historical highs was on an index. So, you know, that's cash leading the board. So that's very positive.
Well, if folks ever have questions about anything that's going on in the market, how can they talk to you guys?
Just give us a call at Stockman, Oklahoma, 1-800-926-9696. Get on our website, look at the market reports. We quote Oklahoma City, we quote Apache, and then we quote our video sales and our feeder indexes. And then give, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, Ray Hutchison, or myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All righty.